Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Red Leg Husky, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I hope that engineer is kind enough to let me be his guest. See, I love to hear that train, love to hear the whistle blow. Wish you're taking the sun, leaving the rain, making me think of home. Where blue railroad train, blue railroad train, blue railroad train.
Well, it occurs to me we did not spend a second talking about where the name Red Leg Husky comes from.
Since Tim is from Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Reds used to be called the Red Legs. I'm from Connecticut, so the Yukon Huskies. Put them together, got a cool sounding animal out of it. So
I was thinking there was a dog in the mix. I mean like a personal dog or something.
Not a husky, unfortunately. No,
all right. Well, I like it. It is a catchy name and it works.
Thank you.
It works for the music you're playing.
Well, don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart, leave you alone and cry, cry, feel like dying. So don't you go falling in love. When I had a girl that ruled my world, she was a woman, then she was gone. Well, my heart and soul turned as black as coal. So don't you go falling in love. Now don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart, leave you alone. You'll cry and cry, feel like dying. So don't you go falling in love. Well, at a reach, I was lost in a dream. When someone thought that they had me, well, they wanted more. I stuck on that girl, the girl there, it's my whole world. So don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart, leave you alone. You'll cry and cry, feel like dying. So don't you go falling in love.
What's that now?
Now we're in our lives and they will cheat.
What I heard.
I'm not gonna do the same. Don't share the blame. Don't you go falling in love. Now don't you go falling in love. It'll only break your heart, leave you alone. You'll cry and cry, feel like dying. So don't you go falling in love. Now don't you go falling.
Asheville, North Carolina. We need to talk about Asheville. What Asheville's like right now? What's the scene like? We have these notions.
Well, what notions do you have?
What's the story? Nice place to visit, but I couldn't afford to live there.
Uh-huh. That's completely true. Yeah.
Okay.
We can't either. You know, most of the musicians in town, I think, are moving out to the, you know, little surrounding towns and stuff. So, I mean, that's where Misa and I live, is, you know, outside of town.
I live in West Asheville and have, you know, affordable rent and a nice little house there. As far as the music scene, it's been great to us so far. One of the good things about the city attracting so many people in the big brewery boom that's happening down there, well, not only is there great beer, you know, all the breweries are really supportive of live music and always have live music and treat the musicians well. And just because so many people are coming into town all the time, you know, for such a small city, there's so many places for us to play. And that's what really drew me and Misa down there from Boone, because Boone's more of a college town and there's some places to play, but we were driving a lot and we were spending a lot of time in Asheville anyway. I think it's good. I mean, we've only been there for going on, about a year now. So,
well, that's a good run.
Yeah, still making connections and feeling more at home there as we get to hang out there more. We're on the road a lot.
Yeah.
My hat don't hang on the same nail too long. My ears can't stand to hear the same old song. And I don't leave the highway long enough to bog down in the mud. I got rambling fever in my blood. Well, this rambling fever caught me long ago, when I first heard the whistle blow. And if anyone ever said I gave a damn, the damn should have told you wrong. Well, I've had rambling fever all along. Bed down on the sofa and let some pretty lady run my back and spend the early morning drinking coffee talking about when I'll be coming back. There ain't no woman that could ever hold me down, and I'd never be told to get around. And I like to diet on the highway and ride away like some highline pole. And rest the strain and fever in my soul. Well, rain and fever kind of can't be measured by degrees. Rain and fever, there ain't no kind of cure for my disease.
You guys have a lot of influences.
Mary Chapin Carpenter is definitely my big one. I've been listening to her since I was a little kid, so I'm pretty obsessed that way. But
is that your favorite song of hers, the one that you played?
No, it's one of them. My favorite one's The Hard Way. It's probably my all-time favorite song. Tiff Merritt is another one of my huge influences. She's out of North Carolina, and I think she's a great songwriter. So those are my two big ones, I guess.
Nice.
I guess my two biggest ones over the last few years consistently that I've listened to the most of are Doc Watson and Tony Rice, two of my biggest guitar heroes. But recently I've been slowly delving into the jazz world, and Wes Montgomery, and one of the younger, I guess, guitar aces, a guy named Julian Lage, everything I hear from them, it's just mind-blowing. So it's cool stuff to listen to.
You're a lifelong learner.
Yes.
Excellent.
Sing me your favorite hymn. My faith is known to run thin, but the blood in my body that tunnels my skin flushes at the thought of our sins. Some tea on the stove, and we'll waltz round the butcher's block till the muscadines grow. I'll still be waiting, it's a long time I know, but it's warm coming in from the cold. The winds will carry away whispers left where we've lain. But I'll follow them down like smoke to a train. Partings only bring pain. from a poem. I think of them often here out on the road. I'm ready, I'm coming home. The winds will carry away whispers left while we've lain. But I follow them down like smoke to a train. Parting's on the brain pain.
Song about the hymn. I'm sorry, was your friend's name William?
Anytime his name's mentioned or he, I kind of think about him. One of the memories I always think about is the first time I met him. And it was at that same potluck that me and Misa met at. And it was one of the first kind of things I went to in Boone to try to meet people. And he was kind of sitting quietly at a picnic table. And he heard that I was in the Appalachian Studies program. And he was a second year at this time and in a different track, the cultural track. I wasn't used to this welcome in Cincinnati anyway, but you know, as soon as he heard, he just came up to me. He's like, "I'm William," and gave me the biggest hug. And it was a long hug, you know, and it's like, all right, welcome to Boone. And it was great. And you know, he was a guy that he just was such a good listener and a person that would get you to do stuff you normally wouldn't do. And he gave you a zest for life.
I don't know how to describe it. He asked a lot of questions. Always wanted to know people better, introduce himself to absolutely anyone, make friends with anyone. Trying to be better at that myself and trying to get out there now. And yeah, he was really inspiring and it was a great person to meet when we first got to Boone.
So. Was he a younger person when he passed?
30. He had just turned 30.
Oh. Oh. Was it William's passing that sort of pushed you to write some of the songs for your new CD? Was there someone else? I was under the impression that you maybe experienced a couple of losses.
I think that's the biggest one. And I know that Misa expressed some of those feelings really well in the songs, and I was blown away by some of them when she first presented, and I still love playing them, you know. But it's some of the loss, I think, is some hard heartbreak that you get down in a slump for a while, and it's like, really country music, listen to Hank Williams or something. It's like, man, I get it now, you know, really. And then, you know, I think some of the songs came from that, too, of trying to, like, turn some kind of pain into a happy feeling or just a way to release something out of you.
William finds his way into every song I write, it seems these days. That's always on my mind, but yeah, definitely heartbreak for a while. There's always something to draw from there and tying it all together somehow. Thoughts coalesce in my brain like that.
It was her.
Thoughts at all about your Appalachian Studies program that you both pursued? You recommend that degree program for others in high school or college thinking about a new direction for their studies?
One of the best things about it was how that program is such a community. So if you're moving, if you want, you know, to move somewhere new, you're interested in it, you're instantly in this small, tight-knit group of folks that share a really common passion about something. And just, you know, it felt like in 2 weeks I had a bunch of friends and really close friends, and that was one of the best things. And then, you know, it for music, for me, it was lucky to have a professor that let me make connections, facilitated connections with some of the tradition bearers in the community that I could go and sit with and see, and just being able to talk to them and hear stories and just all the jams and stuff going on. I mean, felt like an incubation period for me, just in a lot of aspects, but definitely music.
Before I had actually started the program, I was only focusing on music, and that's all I really knew about when it came to Appalachian Studies. But just my first few weeks, months in the program, I learned about Appalachian literature and the political side of things, and anything you were interested in, you could tie it into Appalachian Studies. Really diverse that way. I think it's pretty cool.
Because it's a relatively new discipline, like really kind of started in the 70s, I guess. But anytime I had an idea and I took it to a professor, the reaction was always, oh, that would be wonderful if you wrote about that, you know, because it was kind of something new. Obviously, you know, had to hone me in a lot. But that always felt great.
Katie, I'm ready for new love letters. It's been a few months now, things are better. I promise I won't tear it up like the last time. No, you say that I'm too rough. I just don't know how to show my love. I guess I thought that fighting was how you'd prove it. So baby, come back and close the door. Show me what all those words are for. We'll put a record on if you feel like dancing. You love the sun and you love the snow, but where did it go? Where does it go? The sky. Thank you. sinner. You're what's keeping me on this earth, I swear. So baby, come back and close the door. Show me what all those words are for. We'll put a record on if you feel like dancing. You love the sun and you love the snow, but when it's gold, where does it go? The sky looks a little bit blue when you lay me down. Lay me down.
We'd like to thank our guest, Redleg Husky, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. And we also thank those of you who have been listening to our webcast. And, of course, those of you who came to join us tonight in the studio, thank you for being here with us. Be sure to check social media and our main page for more program information and updates. Once again, folks, let's hear it from Redleg Husky.
I just want to say one last thing. Thanks, y'all, so much. And this last song is a tune about my grandfather who recently passed away. He's one of my heroes. It's called Charlie.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Misa, Timothy, and son, Red Leg Husky, for being with us tonight.
We thank High on Art and Coffee for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. High on Art and Coffee, 523 East High Street in the Woodland Triangle here in Lexington. For more information, they're on the web at highonartandcoffee.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.